Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio. 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org, on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in the Lake County Press with writer and editor Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this wonderfully brisk, clear, wintry morning?
I'm splendid, Tom. Good morning.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The paper is really full of a lot of interesting stuff this week, and so I'm just kind of picking what I like, starting out with Jody Lane, recently retired from Lakeview Hospital and Aspirus Lakeview after 45 years of service. My goodness, the mind boggles.
Mind boggled. Yes, Jody Lane, 45 years as a CNA and a nursing assistant. She was at the nursing home when it was part of the hospital way back when.
Oh, sure.
Within my memory, I don't know if it was 20, 25 years ago, something like that. And then when that nursing home closed, when the hospital stopped doing the nursing home facility and it moved across the road, she stayed at the hospital as an assistant. If you've ever been in the hospital or had a loved one in the hospital, the nursing assistants are the backbone of good care. It makes such a difference. There's every provider, it's a piece of the puzzle is important, but without good CNAs, it sure makes a difference in the quality of your care. They're the person that helps you get cleaned up. They're the person that helps you brush your teeth. They're the person that encourages you to take a walk, to get your body moving again, to get all the parts, functioning if you had a surgery or a long illness. So Jody did that. And when I think there's a lot of people in town and people listening to the radio today that know that Jody helped them in a bad spot when they were at their worst. And she is much loved by everyone she worked with, having just been the best of the best of them doing that. So thank you to Jody for taking care of so many people. And I hope that new CNAs coming up realize how important their work is.
Yes, she no doubt looked after the well-being of my grandmother and my mother as they cycled through the nursing home and then returned home, which is and these workers are the mobile eyes and ears of the RNs and the doctors who walk behind them in their footsteps. They are the first to see what needs to be seen and make sure those who need to know it, know it. So they are the frontline troops in healthcare, as far as I'm concerned. Doctors are nice and everything, and nurses are wonderful, but the CNAs are nicer and wonderfuler.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm being too brief, but...
Thank you, Jody. Thanks for taking care of our people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. On a athletic note, varsity football has returned to William Kelly High School. It's a small school, a small student body, and so they have a somewhat modified football team, 9 versus 11, I believe.
The 9-man team, you're correct. Mariner football returns. This is a big deal. There's people that really have a lot of feelings about this, mostly in Silver Bay. It's been 3 years since they've had their own team. They joined up in a cooperative agreement across the school district with the Two Harbors High School team, with Tom Nelson as the lead coach. Everybody reports that went really well. Silver Bay folks loved working with the Two Harbors folks. They felt like they were part of Tom Nelson's incredible family of hardworking athletes. And they want their own team back. So Ward Kaiser made a presentation to the school board. It was always his intention if they had the right numbers. There's hesitation. There's a little concern that what if the numbers continue to drop with enrollment of students overall trending downward in our schools and all of the schools in the country. But for now, they have their team back. They're really excited about it. They still have some paperwork to do and hoops to jump through and really crossing their fingers that everyone who said they were going to come out again will. Go Mariners.
Oh, yes. Personally, I'm not a very athletic person, but I do recognize that athletics is part of the glue which cements a school spirit and a school district and a school population together under a common denominator. And so anything that improves that, I think in the long run, improves the school and the school's outcome. And so hats off to him, yes.
Indeed. And I guess I want to add, Tom, I'm not a sports person that much either, but I will say in the time that I've gotten to know Tom Nelson better, you know, we've covered him. He won an award this last year as a football coach being recognized. And what he was recognized for and what I really hear a lot of people reporting is that his students that he works with are not just athletes in his care. He feels like he's trying to bring up good humans and community service. Boy, a lot of people rely on that in the Two Harbors area for the football team and other athletes as well, being able to help people out when they need to move or do all kinds of different things. So I like hearing that. I like hearing that there's a broader approach and academics as well.
You bet. I saw those athletes turn out to lend physical aid when the library would have their book sales. And we're talking schlepping about a ton of books around. And
yeah.
And they would dive in, no questions asked.
Yeah.
So moving on into the Two Harbors Area Community, the senior workshop, which is actually two workshops,
yeah,
is getting some help from the county board after a relatively recent, seriously significant financial setback.
You are correct. So we'll just do a real background review here a little bit. During 2024, funds were embezzled from the workshop. So we're talking the building that houses the Voyager artists as well as the senior wood shop. It's down by the depots. This little building sort of, a lot of people don't notice or know what goes on there, like you and I have talked about before, Tom. And they had funds embezzled over the course, which was found in 2024. It really challenged their existence. And they went before the city council, who actually owns the building, and said, can you help us out? And the rec board chose to not help them out of a very dire sort of situation that could have caused the whole thing to go belly up, basically, long and short of it. However, this week's news said Rick Gudermont proposed that the Lake County Board issue $10,000 to help them get back on their feet. Now, this is money that would normally go to the rec board in this year. There's about a $36,000 contribution that the Lake County commissioners have decided to make to the rec board in Two Harbors every year. They do this for lots of organizations throughout the county. So, for instance, Silver Bay sees similar contributions from the county. So Rick said, instead of giving that money directly to the city rec board in Two Harbors, we're going to funnel $10,000 directly to the senior workshop and help them get back on their feet. So it's really great news, and it was pretty cool to see that there was a workaround to this.
You bet. It is. One of those parts of the community that is far more important than it appears to be from the outside. And I'm thankful to the county board for their actions.
Me too. It's really great. Tom, I always like to say about the senior workshop that I hope it's still in existence and thriving when I am a little more technically a senior. Let's talk about it in my retirement years. I'd love to be able to have a community place to be creative. So, yeah, we're all pulling for them.
You bet. And, you know, you don't have to be retired to participate in the activities of that enterprise.
But right on.
So it goes.
Right on.
Moving on here, the thing that has been holding our attention in Two Harbors for quite some time now is the property owned by the city kind of south of the brewery. It's former railroad property, industrial property, and it was divided into two parcels. A western parcel was the roundhouse site, and the eastern parcel, which was yard and track sites, and it's sandwiched between Van Hoven Park and the brewery. There was a closed council meeting to discuss finances and purchase agreements on the property. We don't like that it's a closed meeting, but it's a lawful one, and for several reasons, it is a lawful thing to have a closed meeting. And there was a purchase agreement accepted by the city from NAI Legacy for at least the easterly parcel that's between the brewery and Van Hoven Park.
Mm-hmm. You got it. So people, well, thank you for summarizing that, Tom. We have parts and pieces. What we know for sure is that the spot where there's been a lot of equipment and construction stuff stored for the last several years because of the wastewater treatment plant project, that's the piece of property we're talking about, below the railroad tracks. And the intention of the company purchasing it very clearly is to build a hotel and event center. Exactly what that will look like remains to be seen. I like to remind people that there's a process. We figure there's probably at least a year ahead that's going to look at things like environmental review, planning and zoning reaction to design plans and accommodating things like stormwater runoff and the height of buildings and all manner of things that we'll probably see a lot of back and forth between the developers who have agreed to purchase this property and city officials and others. It'll be very interesting to watch closely, I think. The money that I know about is $1,475,000 was part of that purchase agreement. I do not know about for sure whether it includes the parcel that, as you mentioned, Tom, that has the roundhouse on it. So I'm still looking into that. So there's always more to find out here. And I think people should watch it very closely.
You bet. I personally have no objections to this particular development as it had been informally presented to us some months ago with certain reservations regarding building height and impervious surface coverage and drainage issues. If the developer is respectful of the land as a whole, and if they are willing to work with the city on this, I have no objections to this. I think it would be a useful addition to the downtown scene as it is evolving. But there are conditions, and this is starting to stretch this program out considerably. Let's talk about keeping your cats indoors. Go ahead.
This is a great piece by Katja Gordon called "If You Love Your Cat, Keep It Inside." I think people will be interested to hear comments, especially from Jadale Cavillin, who works down at the Lake County Humane Society in our fine city, and very specifically things about avian flu, perhaps putting animals at greater risk. If you feel like you would like your cat to be outside because it wants to be, really look at this and consider what risks you're putting your cat and the health of other animals as well, at including songbirds. So Katja really dug deep into this, and I like how it came out.
You bet. A lot of people say, well, I like to let my cat out so it can be a cat. And that is exactly the reason that they should be kept inside. A cat is an acme perfected predator. And so, yeah, they'll kill the Tweety birds and the mice. Well, the Tweety birds and the mice carry parasites. And when they eat those animals that they've killed or even played with them, they get those parasites. And now those parasites are in your cat and in your house. And now whoever else is in your house can be exposed to those parasites, not to mention the recent embellishment and improvement on nature's defenses, bird flu. Cat gets these infected birds, and then the cat gets infected. This has been found to be the case. So I'm a cat person myself. I've always had a cat for 50 years, and it's always an indoor cat. And they live longer, they're healthier, and the technical term is it's more gooder.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, my gosh, we've dragged this out, Kitty. If you've got something that you want to get out, I can squeeze it in. Otherwise.
I'm desperate to get something out, Tom. And that's that Martha Hansen and Christina Raffin were our office staff, and they are no longer our office staff. Cherry Road Media has made a decision to cut office staff and others throughout the country in their other offices. But the Lake County Press is going to go on, and you can catch my editorial on A4 this week to hear a little bit more about that. Always feel free to contact me with questions.
As a former railroader getting laid off from work on a regular basis, my sympathies are to Ms. Hansen and Ms. Raven on their recent unemployment, and I wish them well. And so it goes, and to our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again next week. And to you, Kitty, as well, thank you, and bye for now.
Thanks, Sam. Bye.